When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
of the We Sing, Sarah Vaughan. Sarah Vaughan, one of the great singers of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. In the middle 50s, she devoted a whole album to George and Ira Gershwin. And that's what we're celebrating today, their fantastic score to the 1931 Broadway musical, Pulitzer Prize-winning musical, Of Thee I Sing. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, if you've turned on a television or read a newspaper or looked at your tweets or your twits or whatever they are, you couldn't help but notice that we are in the thick of a presidential election. And this particular election seems so hyperbolic, so ridiculous, and so absurd, it's impossible to think that anyone could make this stuff up. And that's probably true. But if you were looking for a presidential election that people did make up that was also ridiculous, absurd, and hyperbolic, you couldn't do better than turn to George and Ira Gershwin, George S. Kaufman, and Maury Riskind. In 1931, the day after December, they opened a show called Of the I Sing. And this was unheard of, certainly in the teens and 20s, that you would have a serious, organized narrative musical that spoofed national politics. And it was a groundbreaker in many ways, which we'll get to, and the perfect show to celebrate this September. There was a bit of a prelude to Of the I Sing. George and Ira Gershwin and George S. Kaufman, the great comic playwright of his day, teamed up in 1927 for a show called Strike Up the Band. And this is a show about a megalomaniac billionaire, sound familiar, whose name was Horace J. Fletcher. I swear they both had J as the middle initial. I'm not making this up. Who declares war on Switzerland because of a cheese tariff he doesn't want to pay, and he offers to pay for the entire war if the government gives him 25% of the profits and brands his name on the top of all the war paraphernalia. I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up, but they did. It was a flop. Kaufman said satire is what closes on Saturday night, and it closed in Philadelphia. It was revised in 1930 by a guy named Maury Riskind, who we'll get to. Revised score by the Gershwins, and it was a big hit. It was the first hit of the 1930s, in fact. Anyway, here is the most famous song from that show, Swung Inimitably, by Count Basie and Tony Bennett.
Let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, call them one and all, to the marshal's swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, let's have fun, fun, fun. You son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band. To be done, let's have fun, fun, fun. Come on, son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, Mr. Leader, hey, Mr. Leader, please take up the
Well, that was a satirical, if not literal, prequel to Of the I Sing, Strike Up the Band. Now, supposedly George Kaufman met with the fellow who he firmly supported to rewrite Strike Up the Band, a young journalist and comic writer named Maury Riskind, and said, why don't we do the next one for ourselves? And they did, and they teamed up with the Gershwins, who were about to invade Hollywood, to create a satire of American democracy and a presidential election. And Of the I Sing opens with a big rally with the inimitable lyrics by Ira Gershwin. Wintergreen for president, he's the man the people choose, loves the Irish and the Jews, which was an idea about really New York City politics back then, but obviously pandering to all sorts of ethnicities even back in 1931. Paul Whiteman will introduce that number for us.
Probably the most outstanding example of George Gershwin's brilliant music, satirical music, is the composition Wintergreen for President, from the play Of the I Sing. My boys and I now bring you Wintergreen for President. Thank you.
That was performed by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Whiteman, of course, being the great mentor for Gershwin and the first person to play Rhapsody in Blue. There never was a cast album in 1931 or 32 of The I Sing. That was not the era where they recorded these big, complicated shows, unfortunately. But we'll hear some great versions of the score in different recordings, which have a great deal of integrity to them. The first time of The I Sing was recorded was a 1953 Broadway revival, which didn't do terribly well. It was sort of out of place in the middle of the Eisenhower, the beginning of the Eisenhower era. But here's the plot. John P. Wintergreen, his middle name is Peppermint, is nominated by his party, and their platform is the Love Platform. So they're going to have a beauty contest in Atlantic City to decide who should be Miss White House, and then Wintergreen will propose to her in every one of the 48, back then, states of the Union, and if he wins the primary, they will get married. Sound ridiculous? Well, not much more ridiculous than what's going on out there now, folks. Here from the Broadway revival recording on Capitol is Jack Carson as Wintergreen, and you'll hear this woman as Diana Devereaux, who wins the contest. It sounds horrible. She sounds like Tallulah Bankhead on a bender when she's supposed to be the most beautiful blossom in all the Southland, as the lyric goes. Turns out she was the producer's girlfriend. It's a true story. Anyway, here is the Atlantic City segment from Of the I Sing.
As the chairman of the committee, I announce we've made our choice. Every lover from Dubuque to Jersey City should rejoice.
We rejoice when the angels up there design her. They design a thoroughbred. And it's sanctified the president will find her worthy of his board and bed.
And now it thrills me to introduce the rarest of American beauties, Miss Diana Devereaux.
How beautiful, 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 how utterly, utterly so. The charming, the gracious, the beautiful, Diana Devereaux.
The committee will now tell why she was chosen. With music.
Never was there a girl so fair. Never was there a form so rare.
I could throw my arms right around your neck.
A voice so lyrical is given few. Her eyes a miracle, a baby blue.
Ruby lips and a foot so small. As for hips, she has none at all.
Stop! No, though this may be a blow, I simply cannot marry Diana Devereaux.
What's this? What's this? He says he cannot marry Diana Devereaux.
You mean you will not marry Diana Devereaux?
Please understand, it isn't that I would chill or spurn her. It's just that I love someone else.
Who?
Mary Turner.
A man is mad, or else a cad. He'll have to take her. He can't forsake her.
This jilting me, it cannot be. This lousy action calls for retraction.
We must know why you should prefer instead of die a girl like her.
Please tell us why you should prefer instead of die a girl like her.
All that I can say of Mary Turner is that I love Mary Turner.
What's to be done? Though she has won, though she has signed up, he's made his mind up. His loving brother, give to the other. What shall we do now? What is our cue now?
He will do nothing of the sort. First we'll settle this thing in court. You seem to think Miss Turner hits the spot. But what has she got that I haven't got?
Yes, what has she got that she hasn't got?
My Mary can make corn muffins. Can you make corn muffins?
I can make hominy grits and southern fried chicken.
Answer the question. Can you make corn muffins?
No, I can't make corn muffins.
She can't make corn muffins.
Some girls can bake a pie made up of prunes and quinces. Some make an oyster fry. Others are good at quinces. Some lovely girls have done wonders with turkey stuffings. But I have found the one who can really make corn muffins.
Who cares about corn muffins? Down south we feed them to Republicans.
Some girls can bake a pie made up of prunes and quinces. Some make an oyster fry. Others are good at quinces. Some lovely girls have done wonders with turkey stuffings. But I have found the one who can really make corn muffins.
Great, great, it really must be fate. We must declare these muffins the best we ever ate. This happened very soon.
In the country, waves are hugging the shore. All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before. See them billing and cooing like the birdies above. Each girl and boy alike, sharing joy alike, fears that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love. Sexes joyfully wooing, billing and cooing, love is sweeping the country.
That is Chris Connor, one of my favorite jazz singers, rendering the Wintergreen anthem that sweeps him into the White House. Well, it turns out that he jilts the winner of the beauty contest and falls in love with a very sensible, clever woman named Mary Turner, who runs the contest and has decided that she is going to be the first lady. And we are whisked away to Inauguration Day, where he is about to be sworn in by the Supreme Court judges, and there's some clouds sort of swirling around. This is a tremendous score by George and Ira Gershwin. It absolutely approaches Gilbert and Sullivan and in many ways matches it. It's an American corollary to Gilbert and Sullivan in the best possible way. And you'll hear that in the finale of Act One. In the early 80s, Michael Tilson Thomas got together with some fabulous performers at the Brooklyn Academy of Music and recorded Of the I Sing the way it was meant to be recorded. So this is Larry Curt and Maureen McGovern. I guess you would call this a concert cast album. But here is the end of Act One of the I Sing.
Here's a kiss for Cinderella and a parting kiss for May. Toodaloo, goodbye, this is my wedding day. Here's a parting smile for Della and the lady known as Lou. Toodaloo, goodbye, with bachelor days I'm through. Though I really never knew them, it's a rule I must obey. So I'm saying goodbye to them in the customary way. My regards to Arabella and to Emmeline and Kay. Toodaloo, dear girls, goodbye. This is my wedding day. Here's a kiss for Cinderella and a parting kiss for May. Toodaloo, goodbye. This is my wedding day. Here's a parting glance for Della and the lady known as Lou. Toodaloo, goodbye. With parting kiss, I'm through.
Wintergreen, solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and to love, honor, and cherish this woman so long as you two shall live?
I do.
Do you, Mary Turner, promise to love, honor, and cherish this man so long as you two shall live?
I do.
Therefore, by virtue of the power that is vested in me as Chief Justice, I hereby pronounce you President of the United States, man and wife.
Mary.
John.
Is it true or am I dreaming? Have I come to heaven to stay? Never was a
understanding that the winner was to be the president's wife. The committee examined me. My lily white body fascinated them.
that I would jilt or spurn her. It's just that there was someone else.
Whom?
Who? Mary Turner. We're having fits. A man admits this little sinner was really winner.
I couldn't see. He's jilting me.
John, no matter what they do to hurt you, the one you love won't desert you. I'm a queen who has lost her king. Why should she?
Some girls can bake a pie made up of prunes and quinces. Some make an oyster fry. Others are good at blintzes. Some lovely girls have done wonders with turkey stuffins. But I have found the one who can really make corn muffins.
Yes, yes, I'm the one who can really make corn muffins.
Who cares about corn muffins? All I demand is justice.
Which is more important, corn muffins or justice?
Which is more important, corn muffins or justice?
If you will wait a minute, have our decision. The decision of the Supreme Court is corn muffins.
Great, it's written on the slate. The son of Mary Turner will never be your mate.
It's I, not Mary Turner, who should have been his mate. I'm off to tell the story in every single state.
So the curtain comes down on Act One of The I Sing, the George and Ira Gershwin, George Kaufman, and Maury Riskin Pulitzer Prize-winning musical, the first musical ever to win the Pulitzer Prize. And that curtain came down 441 times at the Music Box Theater, making it the longest-running show of the Gershwins, of their original material. I suppose things like Crazy for You might have run a bit longer, but that wasn't the original. All right, let us hear Stan Getz take a interesting approach to the title tune, which has become an American classic, and then we will segue into the opening in the White House of Act Two of The I Sing. Thank you. Those carefree, innocent days where, when you worked at the White House, there was no controversy whatsoever. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I thought I would take this incredibly silly and intense election season to return to the greatest political presidential musical of all time, Of Thee I Sing. Well, in the plot of Of Thee I Sing, things get a little complicated because the media harps on this idea that Wintergreen has jilted Diana Devereaux, the winner of the beauty contest, and married Mary Turner instead, and they won't leave him alone. It's this sex scandal that completely engulfs the president and the first lady in the White House. Can you imagine? And a great Gershwin number occurs at the top of the second act where Wintergreen sings to Mary that he doesn't care a fig what goes on as long as he is with his wife. So they're going to stick it out, and try to beat back the scandal. There's a great lyric about banks failing in Yonkers, which is often cited as a great reference to the Depression. Here is late vintage Ella Fitzgerald and Andre Previn, who was a collaborator with Ira Gershwin late in Ira's career, singing this great number, Who Cares?
Let it rain and thunder, let a million firms go under. I am not concerned with stocks and bonds that I've been burned with. I love you and you love me, and that's how it will always be, and nothing else can ever be the same. Who cares what the public chatters? Love's the only thing that matters. Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares if banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you got a kiss that conquers. drinker's wine. Should I care? Life is one long jubilee. So long as I care for you, and you care for me. Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares if banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee. So long as I care for you, and you care for me.
Previn. I talked a lot about what a groundbreaker of the I Sing was. It was the first musical to win the Pulitzer Prize. It was the first musical to be printed in its entirety by Knopf. And it was the first musical to spawn a sequel. 2 years later was a show called Let Him Eat Cake, which the Wintergreens get voted out of office and take back the White House by means of a fascist coup. Not a big success. It ran only 90 performances, but a great score. Maybe we'll look at it more some other time. But here's a song that became popular from that show. It was interpolated into the 1953 of the I Sing. And here's a wonderful pop recording of Bing Crosby and Judy Garland singing the quote-unquote hit from Let Him Eat Cake.
Whether it's rain or storm or shine,
mine, you are mine, never another Valentine.
And I am. Tell me that I'm yours. Show me that smile my heart adores.
Mine, more.
love is mine,
is that we more than get along.
Come rain, come storm, come shine,
and you are mine.
Doesn't it do you good to see?
Yes, you're mine.
Such happy domesticity.
Never another.
The way we're making love, you swear. We are a happily married pair, and I'm yours.
He says no matter what occurs,
tell me that I'm
whatever
yours.
Whatever he may have is hers.
Show me that smile,
that
my heart
adores. Whatever I may have is his, mine.
And you are mine.
More than divine.
More than divine. Love like yours is mine.
Yours,
mine, all mine.
Bing and Judy singing a song from the sequel to Of the I Sing. So let us leap back into the action of the second act of The I Sing, where Wintergreen is about to be impeached for breaking a promise to Diana Devereaux, and the French ambassador gets involved, and it's a really clever, hilarious mess. But this is from this concert recording, I think it's from 1987. You'll hear Jack Gilford as Vice President Throttlebottom presiding over the Senate in the climax to Of the I Sing, music by George and Ira Gershwin.
The senator from Minnesota.
Present.
Check. The senator from North Dakota.
Present.
Check. The senator from Louisiana.
Present.
Check. The senator who's from Montana.
Present.
Check. The senator who's from Nebraska.
Present.
Check. The senator who's from Alaska.
Present.
Check. The senators from other states will have to bide their time, for I simply can't be bothered when the names don't rhyme.
Oh, we simply can't be bothered when the names don't rhyme. The senators from other states will have to bide the time, for we simply can't be bothered when the names don't rhyme.
The country thinks it's got depression.
Ha, ha, ha.
Just wait until we get in session.
Ha, ha, ha.
The people want a lot of action.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're here to give them satisfaction.
Ho, ho, ho.
Today is really full of laughter.
Ha, ha, ha.
Compared to what will follow after.
Ha, ha, ha.
There's action every minute when this happy group convenes. To get business into tangles, we can guarantee more angles than the town of Boston guarantees and beams.
If you think you've got depression, wait until we get in session, and you'll find out what depression really means.
Cheated, cheated, I'm a flower that
And now, Mr. President, what have you to say for yourself?
Impeach me, fine me, jail me, sue me. My Mary's love means much more to me.
Enough, enough, we want no preachment. It's time to vote on his impeachment.
It's time to vote on his impeachment.
The senator from Minnesota.
Guilty.
Check. The senator from North Dakota.
Guilty.
Check. The senator from Louisiana.
Guilty.
Check. The senator who's from Montana.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Mary!
Before you go any further, with your permission, I must tell you of my husband's delicate condition.
Delicate condition? What do you mean?
I'm about to be a mother. He's about to be a father. We're about to have a baby. I must tell it, these doings compel it. Oh, I'm about to be a mother. He's about to be a father. We're about to have a baby.
A baby.
A baby to love and adore. Who could ask for anything more?
He's about to be a mother.
Am I gonna have a baby?
It's true, John, it's true.
Water!
Hey, I'm about to have a baby, a baby.
This is a fine situation. I am compromised and she gets the baby.
Gentlemen, the Senate has never impeached an expectant father. What do you say?
Not guilty!
Now you can go back to being president, and I'll go back to vice.
I go to the telegraph office to cable my report. This is American trickery of the most reprehensible sort.
I was the most beautiful blossom in all the Southland.
Well, Wintergreen saves a day, or actually Mary does, by showing up pregnant. And in the last scene, they're worried about whether the baby will be a boy or a girl, and the Supreme Court justices have to come in and determine the sex. And Mary, ever the clever one with her eye on the electorate, produces twins, a boy and a girl, and everyone is happy. Well, everyone who saw Of the I Sing in its initial appearance was happy. It is one of the great cornerstones of the American musical. And I have to say, if you think reality is ridiculous, and if you think this presidential election is too absurd to be a musical comedy, I think the Gershwins and Kaufman got there first. And frankly, I think they would have written a much better second act curtain. Speaking of which, we will close out Broadway to Main Street celebration of Of the I Sing with the final curtain to this wonderful Pulitzer Prize-winning satire.
Because of you, of thee I sing, baby.
is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.